Welcome to Base by Base, the podcast of genomic discoveries. What if your everyday smartwatch, you know, the one already keeping track of your heart rate and activity, what if it could do, well, more than just monitor? Like, what if it could actually help scientists unlock new genetic secrets about your heart health? Maybe even predict serious conditions years before they show up. Imagine using all those different health data streams, not just looking at them one by one, but seeing them, I don't know, like a symphony of information. This deep dive is all about a really new AI approach that's doing exactly that. And it's leading to some surprising breakthroughs in finding genetic links for cardiovascular traits. It's really about getting more from the health data you might already have, you know, expanding what we thought was possible.
Yeah, it's fascinating. We often think of genetic studies relying on static DNA samples, right? Mm-hmm. A SMAM shot. But this research really shows the huge, maybe untapped potential of dynamic signals, things like ECG or PPG waveforms. Especially when you analyze them through this new kind of AI lens, it changes the game.
Absolutely. And figuring out how to unlock these deeper insights has been, well, a huge challenge. But a dedicated team from places like Google Research, UK Biobank, University College London, and others, they really tackled it. So today, we want to celebrate the work of Yuchen Zhu, Justin Cosentino, Taidong Yun, and all their colleagues. Their paper, it's called Applying Multimodal AI to Physiological Waveforms Improves Genetic Prediction of Cardiovascular Traits. It just came out July 3rd, 2025 in the American Journal of Human Genetics, and it's really pushing things forward in genomic medicine. Okay, so let's set the scene a bit. For decades, scientists have used individual health data points, right? Like a single ECG reading here, a blood pressure measurement there, maybe a DNA sample, trying to understand complex stuff like heart disease from these separate pieces. But the human body, it's obviously way more complex than that. Everything's connected.
Exactly. And that's the key point here. Health data is naturally multimodal. Just think about it. You've got an electrocardiogram, the ECG, measuring the heart's electrical buzz. Then maybe a photoplethysmogram, a PPG from your watch, sensing blood flow changes, each gives you a unique piece of the puzzle.
Right.
But when you combine them, they offer complementary info, sometimes overlapping, about the whole circulatory system, information you just can't get by looking at them alone.
So the real challenge, the hurdle, has been figuring out how to actually use these different but related data types together, especially for big genetic studies like GWE. You mentioned older methods. They were good for single data types, but couldn't really integrate these multi-layered insights properly.
That's right. They often missed out on the synergy, the combined power between different data streams. There was a gap.
Okay, so how did this team tackle that? How do you get an AI to understand and synthesize all this diverse health data?
Ah, that's where their cleverness comes in. They developed this new method they call MRegLE. It stands for Multimodal Representation Learning for Genetic Discovery. Bit of a mouthful, but descriptive. And it's specifically designed to bridge that gap by learning from multiple data sources at the same time.
MRegLE. Okay, so how does it work? How did they build this thing? You said it uses AI?
Yeah, at its heart, MRegLE uses a specific type of AI, a convolutional variational autoencoder, or VAE. Think of it like a smart compressor for complex data.
Okay, a smart compressor. And what's the first step? How does it start handling, say, ECG and PPG data?
The first crucial step is what they call early fusion. This is really key. Instead of looking at ECG and PPG separately and then combining results later, MRegLE takes the combined signals right at the beginning. It feeds both into the VAE together.
Ah, so it sees them together from the start.
Exactly. The AI learns to compress this rich, combined information into a lower dimensional representation, sort of condensed summary. It learns the relationships between the signals from the ground up.
Okay, that makes sense. Fusing it early. So you get this condensed, unified representation. What happens next to make it useful for genetics?
Right, so you have these compressed factors, these latent factors. The next step is to make them even better for genetic analysis.
Ah.
Use principal component analysis, PCA. The goal here is to make sure these factors are completely uncorrelated, orthogonal.
Why is that important, being uncorrelated?
It's vital because it means each factor the AI learned captures a truly independent piece of information. You avoid redundancy. You maximize the unique biological and therefore genetic signal captured by each factor.
Got it. Less overlap, more distinct signals. So step one, early fusion with the VAE. Step two, make factors uncorrelated with PCA. What's step three? How do you get to the genes?
Step three is the genome-wide association study, the GWOs. They perform a separate GWOs on each of those uncorrelated factors. Mm. But here's the really clever part, how they combine the results. Instead of just picking the best result, they sum the chi-squared statistics from each individual GWAS. Think of each GWAS as like a spotlight searching for weak genetic signals related to that specific factor. By adding up the strength of all those spotlights, they can find associations that might be too faint to see with just one light. It boosts the power significantly.
Wow. Okay, so summing the stats amplifies the overall signal. That's neat. So MRERG is this early fusion approach, combining data up front, which is different from older unimodal methods that analyze separately and combine later. What data did they actually test this on?
Good question. They used real-world data from the UK Biobank, which is a massive resource. They focused on two main sets of signals. First, the full 12-lead clinical ECG, very detailed. And second, something more like what you'd get from a wearable, lead area ECG combined with PPG data.
So both clinical grade and sort of consumer tech data.
Exactly. That let them see how MRE performed in both scenarios.
All right, the moment of truth. After all this complex AI and statistics, what did they find? Did MRE actually work better?
Well, the results were pretty striking. First off, Emergili was just plain better at learning from the data, at representing it, especially when the different signals, the modalities, actually had complementary information, which you'd hope they would. For example, with the detailed 12-lead ECG data, Emergili reduced the reconstruction error. How well the AI could recreate the original signal after compressing it by a huge 72.5%.
72% compared to analyzing each lead separately.
Yeah, massive improvement. Even for the simpler ECG lead I plus PPG data, like from a watch, it still cut the reconstruction loss by over 20%. This basically means MRGLE is capturing much more relevant biological signal. The AI is seeing the heart's activity much more clearly.
Okay, a clearer picture of the physiology. That's impressive. But did that clearer picture translate into finding more genetic links? That's the ultimate goal here, right?
Absolutely. And yes, it did. This is the big payoff. MRAGLE identified significantly more genetic associations. For the 12-lead ECG data, it found nearly 20% more loci-specific genetic locations. And over 30% more hits, which are independent significant variants.
30% more hits.
Yeah. And even for the wearable style data, the ECG lead I plus PPG, it still found about 13% more loci and nearly 16% more hits.
So substantial gains across the board.
Definitely. It's not just a small tweak. It's a real jump in discovery power. We're finding genetic links that were likely missed before.
And get this, did it just find more of the known stuff, or did it actually uncover completely new genetic connections?
That's probably the most exciting part. It found new stuff, too. From the 12-lead ECG analysis, MRGLE discovered 20 entirely new loci, genes never before linked to these specific cardiovascular traits based on waveforms.
20 new ones? Seriously?
Yep. And even more telling, 11 of those 20 were only found by MRGLE, not by the unimodal method analyzing leads separately.
Okay, that really highlights the power of the combined approach.
Exactly. And they did follow-up checks. 9 of these novel loci were validated through other databases as being linked to cardiovascular traits. So they seem genuine.
That's fantastic. Real potential for new biological insights there. What about prediction? Did this improved genetic discovery lead to better risk scores for actual heart conditions?
Yes, that was another key finding. MRGEL also showed higher statistical power overall, meaning more confidence in the signals it found. And this directly translated into better polygenic risk scores, PRSs. MRGEL's PRSs significantly outperformed the scores from the unimodal methods when predicting conditions. For atrial fibrillation, AFib, for instance, using the 12-lead ECG data.
Yeah.
MRGEL pushed the prediction accuracy, the AUROC score, up to 0.59. The unimodal approach was at 0.57.
Okay, 0.57 to 0.59. Doesn't sound like a huge jump numerically, but in clinical prediction.
Right. In this context, even a couple of points in AUROC can be quite meaningful. It represents a better ability to distinguish who might develop the condition. It can mean catching more at-risk people earlier.
And crucially, do they check if these predictions held up elsewhere or just in the UK Biobank?
Good point. Yes, they did. They independently validated these PRS results across several other biobanks, places like the Indiana Biobank, EPT Norfolk, the British Women's Heart and Health Study. They confirmed the improved prediction not just for AFib, but also for specific physiological traits linked to the waveforms, like PPG pulse rate and the ECG QT interval.
That external validation really strengthens the case. It wasn't just a one-off finding.
Definitely adds weight. And there's one more cool thing. interpretability.
Yes, the AI black box problem.
Right.
Could they tell what the AI was learning?
To some extent, yes. They show that if they deliberately tweak some of the numbers in MRGLE's compressed representation, those embedding dimensions,
right,
they could see specific predictable changes in the reconstructed ECG or PPG waveforms.
Like what?
For example, one dimension seemed directly tied to the ECG's QT interval length and whether a notch appeared in the PPG signal. Another dimension clearly related to the amplitude, the height of the ECG waves.
So you can start to map what the AI is seeing back to actual physiology?
Exactly. It gives researchers clues about what biological features the AI is using to find those genetic links. It's not just a black box spitting out results.
This whole deep dive really drives home the power of looking at health data, well, holistically, doesn't it? MRGLE's approach, combining different signals, analyzing them together in this unsupervised way, without even telling it what disease to look for. That feels like a real step change.
I think it is. If we step back and think why it works better, there are really two core reasons. First, as we saw with the reconstruction error, it just learns better representations of the data, more informative, less noisy, like upgrading from a blurry photo to a high-res image.
Right, a clearer picture.
Second, because it fuses the data early, it efficiently captures the shared information between signals like ECG and PPG. This avoids redundant analysis, freeing up the AI's capacity to focus on the unique bits of information in each signal.
So better signal, less noise, and smarter use of the data it has.
Pretty much. And that higher signal-to-noise ratio directly leads to more statistical power in the GWS, more discoveries.
So what does this mean for you, listening right now, for the future of medicine? Well, this research strongly suggests that the data from wearables we already use smartwatches with ECG and PPG could be used much more effectively, used for major genetic discoveries, potentially leading to earlier disease prediction, maybe more personalized health advice down the line. Imagine your daily health tracking feeding into a system that understands your genetic predispositions better.
It's an exciting prospect, but we should also touch on the limitations. As always in science, the main goal here was proving the method MRGLE itself worked, not necessarily finding the absolute best, most powerful GLIs for every single heart trait yet.
Right. Proof of concept first.
Yeah. Also, they mostly use median waveforms in the study. These are averaged, cleaner signals, not the messy, raw, minute-by-minute data. Handling raw data is another challenge. And a big one, the study was primarily done on individuals of European ancestry from the UK Biobank.
Okay, so generalizability is a question.
Definitely. Future work needs to look at handling missing data better, dealing with raw signals, and crucially, including much more diverse populations to make sure these advances benefit everyone.
Very important points. But even with those caveats, the implications seem pretty huge. This early fusion idea could become a standard way to use multimodal health data for GDRs, improving biological discovery, making risk scores sharper, maybe even helping find new drug targets.
I agree. The key seems to be integrating the data before you compress it, letting the AI learn the crosstalk between signals.
It feels like it's not just about better AI, but a fundamentally richer way to interpret the body's signals together, seeing the whole symphony, not just individual notes.
Well put. It unlocks biological signals hidden in that interplay.
So thinking about the take-home message here, at its core, MRGLE provides a powerful new toolkit for pulling genetic insights out of complex health data, especially by combining signals like ECG and PPG.
Right. By analyzing these complementary streams together, using deep learning, right from the start, MRGLE significantly boosts genetic discovery for cardiovascular traits. And it improves prediction for conditions like atrial fibrillation. It's a real step forward in using all the health data we're collecting.
So the final thought, maybe. What does this really mean for the future of preventive medicine? A future where your personal health data could unlock a level of genomic insight we could barely imagine before. This episode was based on an open access article under the CC BY 4.0 license. You can find a direct link to the paper and the license in our episode description. If you found this analysis valuable, the best way to support Base by Base is to hit follow on Spotify and leave a 5-star rating. It takes only a few seconds, but makes a huge difference in helping others discover the show. Thanks for listening and join us next time as we explore more science, Base by Base.